Defense lawyers for terror suspects held at Guantanamo say the Bush administration wants to rewrite some of the evidence against the detainees. The administration's request came up during a closed-door meeting this week with judges, defense attorneys, and government lawyers. The meeting was to discuss logistics following a Supreme Court decision that Guantanamo prisoners have the right to challenge their detention in U.S. federal courts. NPR's Jackie Northam has been following the story. Jackie, thanks for being with us.
Morning, Scott.
And has new evidence come up? Why and how do they want to rewrite some of the evidence against the detainees?
Well, the Justice Department declined to comment, but I did speak with defense lawyers who were at this meeting earlier this week, and they said that government lawyers told the judge that they wanted to review the evidence against the Guantanamo detainees and, if necessary, update it, add any new intelligence that's come in. Mm-hmm. You know, there have long been questions about the evidence against the terror suspects, and defense attorneys who have seen some of it say it's flimsy, that it's built on hearsay and was supplied by people in Afghanistan who received a bounty. The Bush administration, the Pentagon, have always maintained that the evidence it has against the detainees is rock solid. Most of it's classified, but that it can sustain any scrutiny. Well, now that it will be analyzed by federal judges to see if there's enough evidence to hold the detainees, the government is saying, wait, we want to take another look and update this evidence so we can put the best case forward.
And how was the request received by judges and, for that matter, defense attorneys?
Defense attorneys, as you can imagine, don't think this is a good idea and are appealing to the judge. They say, once again, this calls into question just how solid is the government's evidence against the terror suspects. They also say it's a stalling tactic. This request was one of several made by the government and the defense to the judge as part of this whole process to decide how to move ahead with these hearings where the Guantanamo prisoners can challenge their detention and really what those hearings are going to look like. Attorneys for the detainees want the judge to look at all the evidence and then decide whether a prisoner should be released. The government wants the evidence limited to what was prepared by people at Guantanamo Bay. And these are questions that the federal judges are going to have to decide further down the road.
That Supreme Court decision that's to allow Guantanamo detainees, in fact, access to federal courts was considered a landmark decision. But in your explanation, it doesn't sound as if changes are going to come quickly.
Well, that's probably true. First of all, there are about 200 cases, and there are a lot of issues that are going to be challenged, such as presenting classified information, how much evidence can be presented, access by defense lawyers to their clients, security clearances, all this sort of thing. You know, the Supreme Court decision, as you say, represented a new chance for the detainees, but that's not going to happen quickly. There was another Guantanamo detainee, Salim Hamdan, who won a Supreme Court case in 2006 that challenged the whole war crime system. He's still sitting in solitary confinement at Guantanamo waiting for his trial to proceed. It's not going to happen fast.
And NPR's Jackie Northam, thank you.
Thank you.